Betsy Riley, the executive editor of Atlanta Magazine. Are there really outlaws at the masquerade? And are they wearing masks?
Yes, you know, the masquerade, when I think of the masquerade, I think of sort of the alternative music scene. But this weekend, Friday night at 6 o'clock, Merle Haggard and Jamie Johnson will be playing at the masquerade. But Haggard, of course, is a country music icon. He had his best hits in the 60s and 70s, but he's really been influential on every generation of country artists since. And then Johnson, is a younger artist, his breakthrough was Give It Away by George Strait.
She was storming through the house that day. I could tell she was leaving.
And since then, he's had like a half dozen Grammy nominations, and he and Merle Haggard, as well as Alison Krauss and Vince Gill and George Strait, all collaborated on an album that's a tribute to Hank Cochran, who was a legendary songwriter, and they're trying to get him into the Hall of Fame. And so on that album, Merle Haggard and Jamie Johnson perform I Fall to Pieces, which is sort of funny to hear Merle Haggard because I just hear Patsy Cline in my mind, but I Fall to Pieces was a Hank Cochran piece.
Each time someone speaks your name.
So Merle Haggard and Jamie Johnson will be at the Masquerade Friday night at 6 o'clock, and tickets are $49.
Where can we go for laughs?
Well, two very iconic comedians are going to be in Atlanta this weekend. Saturday night, Joan Rivers will be performing at Atlanta Symphony Hall, and tickets are $27.50 to $99.50. And, you know, the amazing thing is she just reaches all generations. She's been performing for more than four decades, but she has 1.5 million Twitter followers. But, of course, you know, if anyone were ever made for Twitter, I think, you know, Joan Rivers is.
I was on the Today Show, Al Roker. Here's Joan Rivers, and she's 78 years young. And you want to go, and here's Al Roker, and he's 320 pounds thin. Edit off.
And Bill Cosby will actually be at the Cobb Energy Center on Friday night. Those tickets are currently sold out, but, you know, you can keep your eye. Sometimes they release last-minute tickets, or you can go to the legal resellers online and find a ticket.
For those who are not afraid to brave the heat, there's some special outdoor activities.
The Chattahoochee Nature Center in Roswell on Willio Road is a great place, not just for the kids, but it's also a great place for the adults to get away and enjoy a taste of nature. And one thing they do during the summers, they have canoeing classes. So on Saturdays and Sundays through October, they offer a variety of canoeing classes, canoeing 101, date night, early morning canoeing, birding, and river trips. And this Saturday, they're offering canoeing 101 from 10 to 11:30, and that is $15. And also this year, they've added some stand-up paddleboard trips. So they have a stand-up paddleboard river trip on Saturday from 2 to 4, and that's $40.
Is stand-up paddleboarding surfing for people who live inland?
Well, you know, you can do it on the ocean even if you're really good at it.
I couldn't.
I couldn't do it either, but you stand up basically on a surfboard and you use a paddle. So needless to say, it takes a little coordination practice. So the river trip is really for people with a little bit of experience. But that is this weekend from 2 to 4, and that's $40. And they do provide the boards and paddles.
Betsy Riley, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lois.